and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not parents.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zapp on Star 99.9.
That's right. Life advice with Hayden Zapp is brought to you by Bruce Bennett Nissan. This is when we ask my 8-year-old daughter questions. You can email her, Hayden@star999.com. She'll answer anything in her unbiased 8-year-old opinion.
Yeah, that's for sure. She's got no filter, man, so she tells it to you straight, and sometimes you get the best information that way.
Dear Hayden, I always hear you get emails from women and kids, but I'm a man, and I need your help. This Sunday is the Super Bowl, so please answer me quickly. I would like to go out with some of my buddies. There's a local bar that we always like to hang out at. But my wife and my kids want to have a Super Bowl party at our house. They don't even like football. I'm sure they'll be very annoying and not pay any attention to the game and just watch the commercials. My buddies do not want to come over. My wife is giving me a hard time, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't want to host this party. What should I do? From Steven. So what do you think, Hayden? Should he go out with his friends to the bar and get his wife upset, or stay home and help host the Super Bowl party with his family?
Go for the risky path. Try to get your wife upset. I mean, Valentine's Day is also coming up, so on the bright side, you can always get her a nice gift.
So you're saying go out with his friends, get his wife and family upset, but just make up for it by getting her something great for Valentine's Day?
Yep, that sounds like a great plan.
But Valentine's Day is like 2 weeks away, so his wife is just going to be mad and disappointed for 2 weeks?
Mom, this is how marriage works.
Oh, explain to me how marriage works.
First, what you do is you find a girl or boy that you love, and then if you're a girl, hopefully he proposes to you. If you're a boy, you gotta think, do you want to propose to this lady or not? And then second, you get married and have babies. The cute ones. Goo goo gaga.
Get rid of the other.
Then you fight. Then you apologize. Then you kiss, make up, and you move on with your life. And then maybe you could throw a party.
Well, just not a Super Bowl party, because he wants to go out with his friends and not spend it with his family.
Not a Super Bowl one. Maybe another year. Just, you gotta give red roses on Valentine's Day. And then she'll be like, oh, you're so sweet, honey. I love you. And then you two could just kiss, make up, and all that icky stuff.
I don't know if she understands how marriage works 100%.
Maybe it's not really all that far off. No. I mean, if you simplify things, you might find yourself happier.
You think that's it? You just got to bring red roses? Like, listen, you can mess up as much as you want, but as long as you show up with red roses on Valentine's Day, you're golden.
Within reason, she's not that far off.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. That's Hayden@star999.com. See you next week.